What God showed this priest about purgatory on Christmas night will shock you, will edify you, will challenge you, and will remind you of things that we should all know. Please help this message spread far and wide. Christmas is not only one of our favorite times of the year, it's my personal absolute favorite. It's a time of incredible grace. That's why there's even the phrase, a Christmas miracle. But not only a time of incredible grace, it's a time of incredible grace for the souls in purgatory. In fact, when you look at many different sources, they all consistently say the same thing. Listen to this. In Visions of Purgatory, it says, at Christmas too, there are many souls who through the grace of the Nativity are admitted to the beatific vision. In Manuscripts of Purgatory, it says this, it is not, however, on All Souls Day that the most go to heaven. It is on Christmas night. In another book, it reveals this. Dennis the Carthusian writes that on the festivals of Christmas and Easter, Mary descends into purgatory, accompanied by legions of angels, and delivers many souls from their sufferings. Maria Sima, an incredible purgatory mystic, in two different books, says this, are there any days in particular on which she, the Blessed Mother, delivers them? Yes, above all, on Christmas Day, All Saints Day, Good Friday, the Feast of the Assumption, and the Ascension of Jesus. And then another book, are there days on which more souls are delivered from purgatory into heaven than on others? Yes, it is at Christmas that the most souls are delivered. But again, this depends on how much was prayed or done for them. So the first warning that we can receive is we cannot just presume that because it is a feast that we can do nothing. Christmas Day, Christmas night is when the most souls in purgatory can be released, and especially from your family whom you depend on. Because we know from other writings that many of the things that we suffer from have to do with the effects and sins of our ancestors. And to the degree that they are delivered, we experience more freedom. So we benefit from it right now, not just them, but it depends on the sufferings and sacrifices that you are willing to do for the souls in purgatory leading up to Christmas. It is not too late if you are praying your Christmas novena, which you should, and if you haven't, start anyway. Have it finish on the 24th or the 25th. Offer some sacrifice along with that so that as many can be delivered as possible. Now, here is the story that reveals incredible things. Listen to this. A priest told me what happened to him once in his first parish. After the midnight mass on Christmas Day, he personally locked the church. With the keys in his pocket, he went to his room and had a good sleep. At 7:30, he got up and went back to the church, intending to have 1 hour of prayer all to himself. He opened the side door leading to the sacristy, turned a light on, and then turned on a couple of lights for the church. As he opened the sacristy door, he walked into the church. He literally froze. Most of the pews were occupied by strange people dressed in the poorest of clothes, and all were in total silence. No one so much as wiggled, and nobody cared to look at him. A small group was standing by the nativity scene, contemplating the manger in total silence. The priest recovered quickly, and in a loud voice asked them, how did they get in? No one answered. He walked closer to them and asked again, who let them in? A woman answered, totally unconcerned, strange things happen on the night of Christmas. And back to total silence. The priest went to check the main door and found it locked just as he had left it. He was now determined to get the facts and turned his face to the pews, but the pews were empty. The people had vanished. He kept this puzzle to himself for some time. Unable to hold it any longer, he told me just what I have told you. Could I help with any plausible explanation? Let me hurry to say that the priest in question is a model of sanity and is as well educated academically as most of the priests I know, if not better. My explanation was and still is as follows. These were dead people who were doing their purgatory or part of it in the church. It is safe to assume that we atoned for our sins where we committed them. Those people were immersed in total silence. Why? Consider the irreverences committed before the Blessed Sacrament. How many people act in church, chatting, giggling, looking around? Absolutely incredible. First of all, it affirms the reality that strange things happen on Christmas night, that many graces are being granted to the souls in purgatory. And this, right now, is a time for us to do penances for them, to suffer for them, to pray for them, to release them. That's one thing that we can know, that this affirms that reality. The second thing that we can learn is that we can atone for these souls in purgatory by our reverence at Mass, that those who sinned in church are possibly doing the purgatory in church, and we can atone by our reverence, by our silence, by our devotion, by our love for Jesus at Mass. You and I know that at any given church, no matter what church it is, that often we are the few that are showing Jesus the love that he wants, that many other people are distracted by either reasonable or even unreasonable things, looking at things on their phones that they shouldn't be doing. And we can make up for that for the living and the dead. And then the last thing that we can learn is that at every single Mass, at any given Mass, souls in purgatory are there. You want to see them? Do you want to see the souls in purgatory? Do you want to know what they're like? Go to church, go to a Mass, and they are there right next to you. Know that. Look to your left and to your right and know that they are right there, atoning for sins, but also interceding for you. You can ask them to pray with you. You can attend Mass with their prayers and for them. My friends, spread this far and wide, because we need to have more love for the souls in purgatory, especially at this time of Christmas. We need to have more reverence for our faith, for the Mass, for the Eucharist, for Jesus present there so humbly and so lovingly. If this has helped you in any way, please subscribe and like and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. My friends, God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.